This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Here's what we got on top of this hour. Well, on top, on tap. I guess it's not on top. I mean, it's not dome. It's on tap for the hour. On tap for the hour, we're going to talk about commercial real estate. No, stop. It's not going to be boring and lame. I'll make it really fast. There's something coming that I'm not quite sure how it's going to materialize. We're going to talk about that. Mexico won't accept our illegals back. Parents still financially supporting their adult children. That number's going up. I'll discuss my thoughts on it. Cute baby photos. So much more coming up this hour. Now, I want to begin here with the commercial real estate thing. All right, so COVID hits. And I know you saw it. I saw it. I already went over it. We started watching office space become available all over the place. I don't know if you spent any time in cities, but it didn't have to be in a big city. Small towns, big cities, office space became available. If you were in any big cities at the time, you really, really saw it. And I remember thinking to myself, immediately I thought to myself, wait a minute, this is going to create a commercial real estate disaster. Okay, so fast forward to where we are today. There was an article out, we went over it, it was a while ago, 6 months, a year ago, that in a place like New York City, this one was about New York City, that 50% of the office space was empty in New York City. So you can picture a New York City skyline, all those tall buildings, half of them are empty, all right? Well, allow me to explain. Businesses, they build these buildings, they purchase commercial real estate with the intention, obviously, of renting it out. You rent it out, you get full, you get enough renters, you end up making money. Businesses, oftentimes, they won't use liquid capital to purchase, let's say, a skyscraper. It's Jesse Kelly Incorporated. I want to buy this big skyscraper or build this skyscraper. I don't know what it costs to build a skyscraper. I don't have $100 million laying around. I need a loan. So I go get a loan. From what? From a bank, from a financial institution, from a lender of some kind. I get a loan. Well, I got that loan and I have it built into my head. I would have it calculated out that I will have so many renters that will give me so much money that I will take in a month. And I will in turn be able to turn around and repay my loan. I'll be able to make my monthly payments on my loan while bringing in a profit for myself. Obviously, it's a very basic concept. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. It's just very basic business. But what happens if the renters don't come? What happens if I build my $100 million skyscraper and the renters don't come? Well, if the renters don't come, then I don't have any money. If I don't have any money, I don't pay the bank. Now, sometimes, I guess I probably should say in your experience or my experience, that would then create a huge problem for me personally. I have this huge loan. I can't pay the loan back. That's a huge problem for me. But we're not talking about normal people. We're not talking about you. We're not talking about me. We're talking about gigantic corporations, and we're not talking about that $200,000 home loan you took out. We're talking about $200 million commercial real estate loans. What's that old saying in banking or whatever? If you owe the bank $100, that's your problem. If you owe the bank $100 million, that's the bank's problem. Our banks have a huge problem right now in this country because of the commercial real estate problem that is getting to be more and more of a problem. The companies that took out these loans from the banks are unable to pay the loans back. The banks, now maybe you're sitting there shrugging your shoulders and saying, well, who cares? Screw the banks. I'm not going to stress about the bank going belly up. Allow me to explain. Let's say you have a pool of 100 banks sitting in front of you. Some of those banks are going to be the giants that you already know about. Chase and Bank of America and Citibank and these huge, huge banks. But of the 100 that are sitting there, 300, 400 are going to be smaller banks. Smaller is a, it can mean a lot of different things, but not Bank of America, maybe half as big. But then part of that also is going to be a bunch of credit unions, regional banks, things like that. There are a bunch of different kinds of banks in that 100 bank pool that I just pointed out. Well, the problem with a huge banking crisis that comes from a commercial real estate crisis is this. If you're Bank of America, if you're Chase, if you're one of these monsters, you will undoubtedly be able to weather the storm of a commercial real estate license. You just have enough access to different capital to move this here and that there, that whatever crisis comes, whatever storms may blow, you will be able to handle it. The smaller banks, regional banks, they're the ones that can't just go on. They're the ones that have to finally decide, hey, we crunched the numbers. Nobody's making their commercial real estate loan payments. We don't have enough capital on hand. It's time to close the bank. Who loses in the end there? I'm not sitting here asking you to pull out the Kleenex and start crying over the banks. Who loses in the end? You do. We do not want to live in a nation where the only place you can put your money or get a home loan is some gigantic evil corporation. And corporations aren't all evil, but in America, the biggest ones mostly are. Why? Because we now live in a gangster capitalism society where big corporations aren't competing. They're partnering with the federal government to smash their smaller opponents, to smash them. So the government has aligned with big business. Big business will, of course, do the bidding of the government. I brought up B of A. It's a great example. Bank of America handed over all of their customers' data from January 6th without even a warrant. Did you know that? Bank of America took your data. If you stopped in D.C. to poop on January 6th, Bank of America registered, recorded that you bought a cup of coffee in the D.C. area, and they sent your information to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Now, why would the Bank of America be so anxious to sell out its own customers to the FBI? Because Bank of America understands its bread is truly buttered, not by you, the customer. Its bread is truly buttered by being partners with the federal government. Gigantic corporations partnering with the federal government to smash you and smash their smaller competition is a bad thing, and it affects us all. And that's a problem. It's going to be a problem. You remember these gigantic corporations. Look, by the way, remember, if you miss any part of the show, download it, iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes, download a podcast of it. Go download the interview from the first hour. Parker Thayer was on. He's talking about Patagonia specifically. I'm going to play a clip from Congress today. This isn't Parker, but this is about Patagonia specifically. But all of us, we need to be a lot more vigilant about who we patronize, especially when it's a big corporation of any kind, because big corporations are turning increasingly evil.
But I do have expertise in political operations that camouflage themselves as grassroots groups while quietly exploiting complicated funding streams enriched by billionaires. Some people call this dark money. The phenomenon often appears in environmental debates, including pressure groups that claim to represent outdoor recreation interests, but receive cash from billionaires and other elite political operatives for crude political purposes. Take Patagonia, whose owners donated billions in company stock to a series of 501c4, or dark money, groups. Initial reports said the money would go only to save the planet, but even the New York Times, fooled at first, investigated and found monies going to political machinations like saving the seats of the majority's congressional delegation and pushing non-environmental issues like abortion. This Patagonia network of dark money nonprofits already has an FEC complaint because it appears to have falsified the actual sources of its contributions to the Senate Majority PAC and others.
Yeah. We have got to be vigilant with our money. And the problem when it comes to this commercial real estate problem and a bunch of these finance problems is that a lot of that stuff is out of our control. You can't stop it. You can't you can't work out some of these problems, but in the very least, we can work out where we spend and don't spend our money, right? Look, I'm not pointing fingers. I guarantee if I went through my older stuff that I have something Patagonia related in my home. They're just a huge outdoor brand. That means I've funded communism with my money. We've got to get better about that. And I'm going to make one final point on that here in just a moment when it comes to finances and where we're at and where we're going. But just listen, this applies to everywhere. Everywhere we go, we have to be better, more purposeful with putting our money where our morals are. I tell you about cell phone service all the time because it's the easiest one. It's the easiest one. If you're out there buying a new car or maybe even outdoor gear, maybe your options are limited. Maybe they're non-existent. But with a cell phone, you have no excuse. I have no excuse. When you switch to PureTalk, you switch to a patriotic cell phone company. You switch from your America-hating company like AT&T to one that loves you. You pay less, so that's another Benny. You get incredible. Same 5G service as one of the big guys. You don't sacrifice. It's not like you're dropping calls. I have better service now than I used to have with T-Mobile. There's no reason not to switch. They even hire Americans. To switch, you'll spend 10 minutes on the phone. So go spend 10 minutes on the phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We haven't ever played that song, I don't think, before on the show. Chris Smooth, that's a song. It's about me. It's what that song is about. What, Chris? You wouldn't understand. It's too confusing for you. So let me lay it out as clear as I possibly can.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
Does that make sense now? I hope that cleared everything up. All right. There is something, one final word on all the finance stuff and restrictions and banking and whatever before we move on to some other things. I know I want to get to emails and some Disney stuff, and we have to make fun of Joe Biden with his Latino outreach. but before I do that, there is something I have adjusted my thinking on as I've gotten older and as I've watched America change, and not necessarily for the better. So here it is. I'm gonna lay it out for you here, how I used to think versus how I think now. Because there's an article out today, 47% of parents still financially support their adult children. That's obviously very bad because they're supporting them because they have to, right? It's a significant increase, up 10% from the previous year. So it's bad. It's a bad thing for society, but I'm just gonna talk about me for a moment. I used to believe this about my kids. In fact, if you've listened for long enough on the radio, you probably know that I've said this. I bet I've said this on the air before. I was always out of the house at 18. That's how I've always been. That's really how my folks pretty much were. We raised you. You're 18. Fly, little birdie. There's the branch. Bye-bye. See ya. Goodbye. And honestly, I've been so emphatic about that that I have told my sons that their entire life. I've just flat out told them in my own way, as you can imagine. Just tell them, no, at 18, you're gone. You graduate high school, pack up your stuff, and get out. Go get a crappy apartment somewhere. I don't care. Time for you to go learn to live on your own. As I've watched America change, and honestly, maybe that's not fair. Maybe that's not totally fair. Maybe I've changed too as I've gotten older. Maybe I'm getting, maybe I'm getting soft. Maybe that's it. Maybe I just love my boys and I don't want to lose them. But as I've watched everything kind of shake up around me, you know what I dream of now? And it's probably not something that's ever going to happen, but you really want to know what I dream of now? If you could hand me something, it wouldn't be fancy diamonds or a Lamborghini or something like that. I would want a big piece of land, and I would want my family, my sons and their families they eventually have, maybe even their grandkids too, everyone to have their own kind of plot of ground on a land for a gigantic Kelly family compound. And I know that's ridiculous and it's too expensive and I'm never going to be able to do something like that. I understand that. And I understand that may not be what my boys want, obviously. Who knows what they're going to want? Who knows what their wives are going to want? But I've gotten more. I don't know if insular is the way I want to put it. Is that the way you'd put it? Family focused is probably how I'd put it. Community focused. As I look on in horror at what's going on in our country, yeah, I'm horrified and I'm bummed about it, just like you are. But I'm just kind of changing how I view things and changing the way I view the future. I want to preserve my family and protect my family, my community, my own town, my own state. I'm placing these things for the first time in my life. I'm placing these things above country. Does that sound bad? Or does that make me sound bad? I don't want it to sound bad. What, Chris? I guess maybe that's the good point. Chris just said, well, is it still your country? It is. We've talked about that. But look, here's one thing I continue to dwell on, and I've brought it up before. And then we're going to move on because I want to talk about some other stuff, some Disney stuff. I want to get to emails. I'm going to do other things. Joe Biden has allowed in 8 million illegals in 3 years. Just stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. By the time Joe Biden's 4 years is up, whether or not he gets reelected, Joe Biden will have imported, let's be honest, these numbers are light, 12 million illegals into the country. And the world, I'm making a point, just stay with me, the world will know, will, and they have known, that a Democrat president like Joe Biden, that it gives them the opportunity to dump the bottom of the barrel into America. You can empty out your prisons, dump them onto America. America will take them. And they did. They've done that over the last 4 years. You have a bunch of rapists, give them to America. Murderers, give them to America. Just flat out poor people who are proving to be a drain on your nation's resources, give them to America. Joe Biden will have imported 12 million illegals at the end of this 4 years. Now, here's where I'm going with that. Even if Donald Trump gets elected, and let's say even if this mass deportation thing happens, it won't, don't get your hopes up, but even if it did happen, we still live in a country where that's now the policy position of Democrats. So anytime a Democrat gets elected, we are in store for 4 years of an open border and a country filling up with murderers and rapists. Anytime a Democrat gets elected president. Maybe it's not my country anymore. But even if it's not, even whether it is or not, this is the thing that's making me more insular. I'm now the guy, I don't want my kids to go. No, I'm not going to raise some freeloading losers with no job, but I'm trying to keep everyone close now. Is that weird? Does that make me weird? I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting old and soft. I don't know. You know what's making me soft is comfort. It's my pillow that's making me soft. Comfort makes a man soft. You see, I used to sleep out on the ground, sleeping bags, out in the mountains, or when I was at home, I had all this subpar bedding, and so it made me a harder man. But now that I've discovered the glory of my pillow, it's so comfortable and so wonderful. It's making me soft, even walking around the house. You know, I used to walk around the house barefoot, and at the end of the day, of course, my feet would hurt, my back hurts, and all that other stuff. But ever since I discovered my slippers, now I walk around the house all day long, and they have so much support that my feet never hurt. It's making me soft. When I go to bed at night, I wrap myself now in Giza dream sheets, and it's just like I'm sleeping there in this lovely little cloud, a Jesse cloud. And Giza dream sheets are on sale right now. And my slippers are 60% off right now. Go take advantage at mypillow.com of the sales. Always take advantage of the sales. Mypillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square. Use the promo code Jesse. Get soft with me. I don't want to put it that way, but you know what I mean. Or call 800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions in just a second. I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, let's do a couple things really quickly. We're going to take Biden's comments today here in just a second. I just wanted to say something. I saw this article, and the headline of the article is, "I sent my baby's photos to a modeling agency on a whim, and now she's the face of two major ad campaigns." And I was thinking about this lady. She sent pictures of her kid, and her kid's already earned $4,000 for Walmart and Costco. And I was just, it made me think to myself, I bet my parents could have made a fortune off of me. What, Chris? No, listen, Chris, have you ever seen pictures of me when I was younger? I know you probably think I'm insanely handsome now. You should have seen me as a baby. I am the cutest baby I have ever seen in my entire life. I think about all the money my parents missed out on. And I just want to say, Mom and Dad, I'm sorry that you missed out on the lucrative amounts of money that adorable baby Jesse would have brought you in. Now, Joe Biden, obviously, it's going to be a year of cringe. It's a Democrat election year. This is what they do. They go to their various groups and they pander. Joe Biden, though, he just takes it to a new level because, as I've mentioned before, there's something different about Biden, different from even other politicians. Joe Biden is the biggest liar in the history of American politics. And allow me to explain before you yell. I understand that every politician lies. Democrats lie. Republicans lie. It's honestly, especially when you're president, frankly, it's part of the job. You're going to tell little white lies. You are sometimes bigger, sometimes smaller, but they all lie. Every one of them did. Every single one did. It's how it goes. Trump lied. Obama lied. Bush lied. Clinton lied. Bush lied. Reagan lied. Carter lied. They all lie. Every single one of them. All right? Everyone gets it. They lied. But Joe Biden, he's a different animal in that Joe Biden is such a natural liar, such a pathological liar, that Joe Biden will tell these huge, absurd whoppers. Yes, yes, get that, Chris. Get that one. Actually, get that. I want you to get that one. Joe Biden will tell these huge, absurd, we're about to play one for you. He'll tell these huge, absurd whoppers that everyone knows are a lie. And in fact, easily verifiable lies. Remember, I've told you before, he's gotten in trouble with his own staff by his talking point where he says, you couldn't own a cannon back when the Second Amendment was there. Even dirty commie Democrat staffers have come to Joe Biden privately and said, could you please stop saying that? Yes, you could. Everyone knows that. That was the law. So, but he doesn't stop. He's so pathologically committed to it. Remember the story? People have forgotten about this. Remember, Joe Biden was campaigning. He was going for the black vote during his first run, of course. And so he always would show up in these black neighborhoods. And he shows up in this black neighborhood, and he's surrounded by all these black people. And he starts telling this story about how he was this lifeguard who almost got in a razor fight with a gangbanger named Corn Pop. Remember this?
Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And I did. Yeah, and back in those days, you show how things have changed. One of the things you had to use, if you used pomade in your hair, you had to wear a bathing cap. And so he was up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off. Well, he came off, and he said, I'll meet you outside. My car, there was a gate out here. I parked my car outside the gate. And he said, I'll be waiting for you. He was waiting for three guys in straight razors. Not a joke. And I walked up to my car, and they had, in those days, you used to remember the straight razors, you'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty. And I looked at them. But I was smart then. I said, first of all, we got it.
That never happened. Joe Biden didn't take on Corn Pop and his gang of gangbangers because of the pomade he put in his jerry curl at the public pool. That's not a thing that happened. And in fact, most human beings, even most, I would venture to say, Democrats, they would feel kind of gross and probably would avoid telling a story like that, especially in front of a group of black people who they're all going to know you're lying, but not Joe. Totally just pathological. And so today he gets up in front of a bunch of Hispanics, and you know how he always says something different got him into politics. Today it was Cesar Chavez.
She is a little bit in her blood. Cesar Chavez is her grandfather. And he's the guy that got me interested. He came to...
No, we didn't. That was a lie. And of course, he always adds in this kind of weird thing.
You know, when I get criticism some places for having such a strong interest in Latino voters and Latino Americans and people here in the country.
Yeah, Joe gets a lot of criticism for having an interest in Latino voters. All right, one more quick cut on this. This is a final cut of Joe's Latino press conference today. All right, quit. Focus. Let's get to some emails before we get to Disney and all this other crap. Oh, by the way, Mexico says it won't accept, of course, the headline has to be migrants, won't accept migrants set back under Texas's new immigration law. Except or don't accept. They're coming back by the truckload. At least they should be. See, in a normal country, you don't ask. You back up a truck right across the border and you dump them off. Try and stop us. Jesse, on your recommendation, while on a road trip, I got to experience Buc-ee's for the first time. Beyond words. Wow. Amazing. I am now hooked. Thank you for suggesting the Buc-ee's experience. Told ya. You cruise by a Buc-ee's, you just know it's about to be good. Jesse, Senator Lindsey Graham is proposing interest-free loans to Ukraine as if they would have any sense of urgency to pay it back at all. You see any problem with this? His name's Gary. Well, Lindsey Graham is a human being who spent a long time wrecking this country. And for some reason, blood red South Carolina keeps sending him back to the United States Senate. And Lindsey Graham loves to take your taxpayer money and sprinkle it all over the globe. He just thinks it's the best. It's what he's done for the longest time. He's never going to stop. And apparently South Carolina voters are never going to take him to task over such things. Jesse, the 2024 bid will be Biden Newsom with Kamala taking the next Supreme Court seat. I could see that. Imagine this, Dome gets on the Supreme Court and then publishes a book
and titles it Oral Arguments. Tell me that's what, Chris? It's fine. It's fine. That's what I would title the book. Anyway, speaking of judges, this lady, Nancy Maldonado, she had an interesting answer about the weapons you use to protect yourself. She was getting interrogated by Senator Kennedy today.
You said, quote, assault weapons may be banned because they're extraordinarily dangerous and are not appropriate for legitimate self-defense purposes, close quote. Tell me what you meant by assault weapons.
Thank you, Senator Kennedy. Just to clarify there, I was local counsel. Our Supreme... Yep.
Notice, just pause. Notice how she doesn't answer the question. She starts off trying to hedge a little bit. I'll let her continue.
But you wrote the brief. Tell me what you meant by assault weapons.
Senator Kennedy, actually, I did not write the brief. The brief was written by...
You signed the brief, though, didn't
correct.
You?
Correct. I signed the brief.
When you sign a brief, you're testifying to the court that everything in it is true, right?
Yes. Okay. That, and I
so they're your words in terms of the court, right?
Well, you're correct, Senator Kennedy. I would never sign...
Tell me what you meant by assault weapons.
So I am not a gun expert, and at the time, that brief, I think, was about 10 years...
But you were given the court advice about, say, ban assault weapons. What is... You told the court you were an expert. Just tell me what you wanted to ban.
Senator, sitting here today, as I said, I did not write that brief. I was local counsel.
Sign the brief.
I understand. At the
Let me just remind you again. I'm not going to let it go. She goes on for another minute like that. Let me remind you again that you're wasting your breath when you show liberal Aunt Peggy gun statistics, when you show her the murder statistics that show virtually all the murders take place in big cities that have gun control laws. You're wasting your breath because really they just want you disarmed. That's why they don't know anything about them. That's why they can't define anything about them, because they don't want to define anything. They don't care about that. The point is they want to disarm you because they want the freedom to hurt you. I know that's hard to accept. That's why Democrats go for your guns. They want the freedom to hurt you, period. There's never a second explanation, all right? All right, we'll make fun of Star Wars, and we'll do a bunch of headlines I didn't get to, and some other things. But first, let us do something good. Let us talk about Tunnel to Towers. Let's talk about widows and orphans. We talk all the time about blessings. We have this blessing and that blessing, things we're grateful for. Look, how many kids out there don't have dad anymore or don't have mom anymore? It's heartbreaking to think that how many cops go off, especially now, they go off to work and they never come home. How many Gold Star families are still suffering because mom or dad never got back from Iraq or Afghanistan? Tunnel to Towers is the organization helping. When you support Tunnel to Towers with $11 a month, you're supporting widows and orphans. Tunnel to Towers is out there finding these people in need, and they're helping fill at least a little bit of that hole that dad or mom left behind. Give $11 a month. Sign up to give it automatically. You'll never know it's gone. T2T.org. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. One more thing about Tony Bobulinski. I played all the other comments from today, so you've heard all that stuff ad nauseum. One thing that I will say that it shocked me about today, I was a little bit surprised about this Bobulinski testimony today. It shocked me that, I mean, he's a Democrat. He used to work with the Bidens. I had no idea that Bobulinski was a loyal listener to the Jesse Kelly Show.
That have given you a tremendous amount of evidence that outlined they worked to obfuscate it, create layers of obstruction. That's the reason why Rob Walker was getting sent millions of dollars.
I'm the only one who knows how to use that word. Obviously, he's been listening to the show. Tony, shout out to you. I admire what you did today, buddy. I admire your courage. Big fan. Big fan of what you did. Also, big fan of this exchange as Raskin gets his panties in a bunch over all this stuff.
The same people preaching this mantra know better. They continue to lie directly to the American people without hesitation and remorse. Rep. Dan Goldman and Jamie Raskin, both lawyers, will continue to lie today in this hearing and then go straight to the media to tell more lies. Hunter Biden's defense attorney, Abby Lowell, weaponizes letters to Congress to try to smear my name.
Mr. Chairman.
The cold hard facts.
Mr. Chairman.
In an attempt to save his powerfully connected client and his father.
And then Raskin jumps in trying to save his own skin. All right. One other thing. Do you still have Disney Plus? You a Star Wars fan? I'm going to play you a little clip. Leslie Headland. No, don't. Stop. Stop. That's her name. Leslie Headland is her name. Used to work for Harvey Weinstein, I should note. She's the new director of some new Star Wars show they're going to play. Star Wars fans, listen to me. I'm actually not going to be one of the guys that makes fun of you. I enjoy Star Wars. I've never been a super fan, but I enjoy Star Wars. Don't turn your nose up, Chris. Anyway, I enjoy Star Wars. But Star Wars fans, Disney owns it now. And I'm sorry. But you need to cancel Disney Plus and you need to stop going. You need to let it go. This is Leslie Headland. These people hate you.
When I saw Frozen as a grown woman, I cried through the entire movie. There was just something about the relationship between the sisters, the like de-villainization of the classic kind of fairy tale bad guy, you know, the concept of true love being between two sisters and not a heterosexual relationship. Like it just destroyed me completely. And I thought, gosh, you know, I would love to make something like this that is, you know, for lack of a better term, Disney, meaning it's something that like my parents would have allowed me to see when I was younger as a queer person.
Gotcha.
But I would have been able to understand as a queer person. And I think I would have had a completely different life. And so I really was inspired by it. And so when I was developing this original idea to pitch to Kathleen, I thought, well, you know, it can't just be that, you know, when you're pitching Star Wars, you have to pull from what, you know, George was also interested in. Like, it can't just be like, well, I'm referencing, especially if you're going to.
You hear what she agonized over? Hey, I need to sit down. I need to make a Star Wars movie. I need to make a Disney because I need to make sure your family will come see. But how do I les this whole thing up? Look, I want to make sure my religion is pumped into the eyes and ears of your kids. And I want to make sure you're still such a sucker that you'll pay money to go see this stuff. How do I merge those two worlds? That's how the communist approaches absolutely everything. Remember that.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
After 4 years, 59% in the U.S. say COVID pandemic is over. Only 59%. It is important to remember that the Democrat in your life lives entirely in a world that is not real. He or she, the liberal Aunt Peggy in your life, is insane. Biden wanders off stage after spotting a baby in a crowd at an Arizona campaign event. Quote, couldn't resist. Old Joe, like a kid in a candy store with those kids. Delta pilot jailed for being drunk with blood alcohol more than twice the legal limit before a flight to New York City. Sorry, I thought this was America. Special election to replace Kevin McCarthy in the House heads to a runoff in California. I'd almost forgotten that Kevin McCarthy, after he got bounced from Speaker of the House, took his ball and went home, resigned from Congress, reducing the GOP majority. Gosh, all these guys. Republican Senator Todd Young will not vote for Donald Trump. Don't care. Conservative social media influencer charged for her role in January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Her name's Isabella De Luca. She's like 20 years old. Chris, it doesn't matter if she's hot. Okay, yes, she is, but that's not important to the story. What matters is they're still rounding up these poor innocent people and chucking them in jail. Friggin' unreal. Father of Lake and Riley worries about how slain daughter's death is, quote, being used politically. As I have said many, many times, that's why I don't like all that crap. Biden launches Latinos Con Biden Harris to court Hispanic voters wooed by Trump. I don't know why he would launch the fact that he's conning them. Nolte survey. Only half of New Yorkers plan to stay in Democrat City. No, oh, no, 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 no. If you vote Democrat, you stay right there and enjoy it all. You email me. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll do it again tomorrow. That's all.